Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It is Monday, July, I want to say 9th. All right, good. That's good to know.
You're on the right track.
All right, very good. It's Monday, July 9th, everybody. 5:30 in the evening. I want to thank you for spending an hour of your evening listening to us here at Talking About Practice right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and way, way, way beyond. Shouts to all our international listeners. I just found out we got a guy in Austria. I don't know how he found out about the show, but he listens each and every week. So shouts to my man, A-Boogie.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate the love.
All across the world.
Absolutely. That's why we are the world's greatest sports talk show. I want to thank you once again tuning in. And I want to also, as we do, thank our underwriters. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by family-owned Gonson Tree Care. Gonson Tree Care. Keeping your trees healthy and thriving safely and efficiently. Certified arborist Adam Gonson offers no-cost estimates, site evaluations, stump grinding, tree planting, and more. Visit GonsonTreeCare.com. That's G-O-N-N-S-E-N TreeCare.com. You can also call them at 240-5283 for more information. So thanks to them. Thanks to all our wonderful underwriters here at KZFR that keep us afloat. We appreciate it. Talking About Practice, the world's greatest sports talk show, starts right now.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
That's what time it is. Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, the world's greatest sports talk radio show, according to that one guy we met at Beach Hut Deli that one time. Shouts to you, sir. He loves us. I don't remember his name. He remembers the interaction. Shouts to you, brother.
You're making that very close and personal right now. I felt the love.
Yeah, it was nothing but love. He said, if you are who I think you are, I love what y'all do. He's like, well, who do you think I am? I think you're the guy who hosts that talk show, Talking About Practice, at KZFR. I said, oh, yeah, I'm one of the guys. Well, I love what y'all are doing. I listen every Monday. It's the greatest sports talk show in the world. So shouts to you, brother. Thank you.
Verbatim right there. That was verbatim.
Yep. I actually recorded the whole conversation. I wrote it down. I transcribed it. So there you go.
It's done.
We are talking about practice. I am your host, Jarrell Gelbert. Alongside me, a couple of co-hosts. My man, my partner in crime for almost 6 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
The bearded bandito, Derek Hisumaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And, of course, our boy, your boy, Statman Brad.
Hey.
It's good to be back. We got a lot of time to fill today. Usually an hour goes flying by. But middle of July, maybe not so much. I guess we'll let you guys, the listeners, be the judge of that. But what do we have on the rundown so far, Derek?
I mean, I was able to concoct a little bit of something for y'all to entertain the listeners out there. That, like I said, that wild world of sports is rather thin, so prepare for a little bit of soccer talk in extended fashion.
Yep.
We have the NBA offseason frenzy continues as Dame name is thrown onto the chopping block. Some foot and mouth, of course. World Cup Final Four is set. We're no longer rooting for Putin out here.
Nope.
England, is it coming home? I hate that stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh,
so
yes.
Many other things. People
I can't
on the
wait
move.
To talk about that.
It's annoying. We get the North State update with Brad.
Yes, sir.
MLB All-Stars are announced. The MLB All-Stars have been announced. Posey and Crawford from the North State. Kemp and Kenley from the South State. There might be some others thrown in, but I really don't even care. The news... Wimbledon update from an LA correspondent who unfortunately is not in office with us today. Roger Federer leaves Nike. What?
Who would leave Nike?
Why? But for 10
Apparently
years for 300
Roger
mil?
Federer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah. Formula One happened. British Grand Prix was yesterday. Finally, it's not home for some British people. Sorry, Hamilton. Players hit a ball with my man, Jarrell, the old-timer out there.
Did you just pronounce my name wrong?
I said Jarrell.
Oh, I heard Jarrell.
Sometimes there's a lisp at the back end of everything I say. So
okay,
just
that's
for that
true.
Today,
he's
okay?
Tweety Bird Sorry. Today. Yeah. No, that's bird. Fine. We're all tired. We all had a hell of a week.
It's a freshly brushed mouth right now, so it's a little, you know, gummed up in there.
No, hey,
you do look cleaned up.
You really do.
You look real
so
cleaned up.
So for the obviously this isn't a visual medium. So for those of you who aren't here, Derek usually strolls in very casual, backwards hat, kind of chilling. He got new glasses. I can see those
yeah,
are looking
fresh.
They finally
came in the mail. They finally came.
Yes, they look great.
Think but, like a Seattle hipster, maybe.
Yes,
close to
who,
it.
Who teaches at a community
yes,
college?
Yes, of course.
Naturally,
it's
obviously,
history. I teach history. That's right.
You are a fresh graduate who teaches. I was just about to say you are a history teacher, and you beat me to the bunch.
Sorry, that's what I would do. Probably.
You look like when you walked in, you looked like you were trying to find your class on the first day. Is
a
this
young
the class
Indiana
I'm teaching?
Jones of sorts.
Okay,
is right, this I'll U.S. history one?
It should be because
right.
I'm here.
So let's get into it. So you wanted to talk soccer at the top of the show, huh?
Well, no, I just put that as the headline for everyone to know. But I'm gonna. I will say
okay.
Let, yeah,
okay. So we'll get into that. Okay. We'll get into that. Obviously, foot and mouth by the man, the myth, that guy over there with the freshly new glasses.
Not a myth.
Well, he's very real.
Yes.
Unfortunately. We'll get into your foot and mouth. We'll talk all sorts of World Cup. Transfer season is upon us. Big news there, potentially big news that we'll get into. So we'll save that for the back end of the show. But let's start the show as we will frequently throughout the next couple weeks because, again, it's kind of slow out there.
I mean, I was about to bring up some cornhole stats, but I was like, I cannot go. I couldn't do it.
Thank you.
You could because it's kind of a great sport.
With a beer in your hand.
Yes,
if you
of course.
Can do that game with a beer in your hand, it is not a game that you should be in any way, shape, or form a real competition other than I'm here.
No, it
the
could
bar.
Be a real competition. It's just not a
softball.
Real sport.
Yeah.
Co-ed softball?
Again.
Well, I'm just saying it's like not a we're not putting you on ESPN. We're not going to have like a league of sorts. That's what I'm just saying. It's too much.
No one watches co-ed softball on television.
Not at all.
All-star games.
That's a celebrity game. You know what?
Yeah, no, come on.
Statman and Brad, you're starting at a negative one right now.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
You have plenty of you have ample
I mean,
time to
we
get
have
caught up.
An hour left.
Yeah. And there's a lot to
do.
Really,
really? Oh Lord. Okay.
We're good.
A little bit under. Moving on. It looks like the Portland Trailblazers are potentially shopping Damian Lillard, Dame Dalla, native to the town, a.k.a. Oakland, California. Everyone from the town calls it the town. Town business. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Bay. Stand up. Yay, area. Anyway, I always got to represent
I'm
the
glad
Bay
we got someone who's
chance.
Like legit North State in here because, yeah, no.
So well, I
wouldn't even know what that means whatsoever.
Well, he's the
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Exactly.
Not NBA
there, yeah,
acquisitions.
Yeah.
Okay, okay great.
My
thanks.
Bad.
Thanks for listening to the show that you are not paid to be on. If anyone wants to
I'm
pay us, though, we are available.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Portland Trailblazers are apparently shopping Damian Lillard. Now, Derek, you, myself, and our good friend Jordan Booth discussed this on our podcast, which, by the way, is the greatest podcast. This is not hyperbole. Now, there is obviously bias, but I believe it's the greatest sports podcast in the game right now, talking about practice podcast. Again, talking about practice podcast. Go download that. Follow us, TBP Not a Game, on Twitter. Talking about practice on Talking About Practice Radio on Instagram. Follow us. Become part of the family. But we talked about this on the podcast on Friday, I believe it was, about being the face of a franchise and the pressures that come with that. We discussed specifically Paul George, and Jordan did his Keep It a Buck segment on Damian Lillard potentially coming up for looking for a new team to call home. So a lot to unpack here. I just kind of wanted to start with the idea that Portland may be shopping Damian Lillard. For you personally, Derek, what's your opinion on this? Does this make sense for a team in the Northwest that doesn't necessarily attract a lot of free agents to be shopping the face of the franchise, their franchise player?
I think there's other pieces you can do to try to lure someone over there, because Portland is still actually, as small as it is, it's a very cool market at this time. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, Portland is a cool town. You might not have the glam and the lights of L.A. or New York or Miami, the beaches and whatnot, but Portland itself and the Northwest in general is a very up-and-coming area. And that's certainly a spot that a lot of guys, I think, might start paying attention to, especially with future endeavors on the line, especially with, you know, we're all moving. A lot of land up there that could be used, that could be pretty, could become pricey at some point in time. I'm thinking long term. But Portland might be a cool spot for them to shop Dame Lillard, says that they don't like this team whatsoever and they want to start over again. I don't think Dame Lillard, I think Dame is a type of piece you can still build around. They haven't done much other than get rid of LaMarcus Aldridge, which was kind of needed, and gather C.J. McCollum, who's another who's a nice piece, but maybe you can start maybe getting rid of him first to see you can come to play with Dame, because there is another free agent market coming up in 2019 that is going to be rather hefty. Now, yes. Are you going to be able to attract the likes of an Anthony Davis? That's going to be very tough.
Nearly
impossible.
I think, yeah, that's going to be pretty tough. Again, our man, shouts to Jordan Booth. You should check out his show here on KZFR BYOB Radio every Thursday night at midnight. He just hit us up and said in the group chat, Dame just came out, says he loves where he is, loves the organization, pretty much has no desire to leave. This sounds like a guy who has one foot out the door, if you ask me, because that's... isn't that how it goes? Right before you quit a job, you're like, man, I love working here. You start to get nostalgic. You're like, man, should I really quit this job? I love working with these people. Every time I see such and such, we have such a good conversation by the water cooler and blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, I'm out the door. I got a better offer. I'm going here.
I mean, that's kind of like the good old, what's that hand of, like when someone gives them that,
you want to start that over?
When they get that. When a coach gets that vote of confidence, there it is.
Oh.
The vote of confidence from ownership. That's like the vote of confidence right there, saying,
Oh, what is that? Oh, what is that? It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the magic, the incredible box of hypotheticals. Now, we didn't bring a box today because I have enough room to fit it in my pack.
So hypothetically, we do, though.
Hypothetically, we are pulling out of a box, in which we are actually not pulling out of a box. We are just, I'm going to reach and grab one of these pieces of paper on the desk, and we are going to discuss a hypothetical question. So, the first question, boys and girls.
Brad is so confused
I'm so confused. I've heard about this, but I didn't know it was actually coming.
Well,
there you go.
It's coming, apparently.
I like to keep everyone on their toes.
Well, I'm on my butt.
So... Well, that's not very helpful, Brad. If you could download Matrix style any one skill, what would it be? Would you guys like me to start? Because I came up with these questions, so I've actually had time to think about them.
I mean, if you want to, yeah, go for it.
Have one, I'd love for you to jump in.
No, go for it. I'd like to hear you.
All right. Yeah. If I could download any one skill, it would be linguistics. I'd be able to speak every language.
Very nice. That'd be a good one to have.
Yep.
Yeah, very useful.
For those of you unfamiliar with the Matrix franchise, basically you could plug in and all of a sudden, 30 seconds later, you are a helicopter pilot.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. For me, I'd want to be like the best driver possible. Like download driving skills.
Nice.
Whatsoever. Yeah.
I mean, for me, I guess kind of off the top of my head, like discernment, decision making, like... Going into a tough situation and discerning which is going to be the best outcome.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I was not expecting this, okay?
No. Come up with something fun.
Well, I mean, that was actually...
Judo skills right there. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was what I was going to go with. I can't copy him. That's just not how it's going
to
work.
That's like if someone asks you what superpower you could have. The power of persuasion. I would get people to do what I want whenever I want it. That's pretty lame.
Well, you took mine, so...
Negative two, Brad.
So what do you want to
be?
You
are at a negative two.
I want to be the best salesman possible.
I want to be the very best. How's that sound?
Salesman out there, yeah.
No, catching Pokemon. Come on now.
Oh, my God. -3, Brad. -3. Going back to Dame Lillard. Back to Dame Lillard. The conversation we were just having. You were mentioning, Derek, about real estate and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Let's face it. Most NBA players want to be in just a few markets. New York, when they're better and have a better owner and are going through better times. But in general, that market is always going to be attractive. Los Angeles will always be attractive. Miami will always be attractive. Right now, obviously, with the signing of so many superstars in the past 3 years, well, two superstars, one absolute superstar, Golden State is an attractive market. As much to do with living in the Bay as it does with the tech boom there. I don't know that Portland has the same draw when we're talking about young African-American, for the most part, athletes.
At this point in time, most definitely, it does not. But I still see it as, you know, you got to see not everything is going to stay the way it is. Trends are obviously going to change, and you've seen how San Francisco has blown up in the past decade in terms of its popularity. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is now the focal point of many Hollywood movies in which it gets blown up to bits.
Yep.
It's always a good sign for a city right there. Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to blow up the Golden Gate Bridge, you are going to be an international box office hit.
I mean, it is pretty dope when you see that bridge come tumbling down.
It is cool.
It is awesome.
Also terrifying.
Yes.
Because it actually could happen.
I mean, it would take a lot.
It would take a lot.
I mean, a lot of, you know, let's, you know, face it. I don't think we're going to have Magneto
at any point in time. No, we're never going to see that, plus.
Pull up, you know, But I think that Portland is a town, Seattle as well, those are towns that have that potential to get into that lucrative category of places that they might attract people.
Well, Seattle would first need to have a basketball team. That'd be helpful.
If they come back with the Supersonics, oh my gosh, I'd be on the wagon so quick.
One of the best memes I saw during LeBron's free agency is LeBron should decide to sign with Seattle and just build the team around it.
That would be great. I would love that.
That would be awesome.
You'd be the owner of the Seattle Supersonics? Oh, come on, that'd be dope.
I mean, plus, like, Portland, have you guys ever been there yet?
Yes.
I mean, their fan base is
loyal. They
love their sports there. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, they love their sports.
Well, they only have two, the Timbers and the Trailblazers.
Well, they also have the College Whip Bat League over there, the Portland Pickles. They were in the Great West League.
That's getting the draw.
No,
wait a second. I was going to sign with the Lakers, but you guys got the Portland Pickles?
LeBron James
to the Portland Pickles. No, what I'm saying is, like, they're very loyal, and they love their sports there. Like, they're hungry for that baseball team or, like, a good basketball team. They love their sports there. So it's going to be
Isn't there an MLS team up there?
Yeah, hugely popular.
Timbers, yes.
I did say that.
So,
I'm sorry.
Now we have the Sounders up in Seattle.
-1 for Terrell.
But it's like, what I'm saying is for Seattle, Portland, that area up there, they got a great fan base set there. So whoever's going to go there is going to be a star. It's going to be great.
I mean, just look at what Dame's saying about it. He loves it up there. He likes the organization. That's got to be a good vote of confidence for somebody out there who respects Dame and what he's doing. And a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
He is a solid player and has proven himself year in and year out. He might talk a little bit much about his lack of accolades, but let's face it, man. They got to do something to draw somebody over there instead of trying to rely on the draft so much. Because that's the way this game is played now. If they can, they do have to play the draft smart, no doubt. And they've done a decent job. But, I mean, it sucks not having Brandon Roy, man. When that failed out for them, that was tough.
Man, they had a couple rough years there. Now, remember, Portland has done some of this to themselves because, like you just mentioned, Derek, they do have to build through the draft. And they had an opportunity to have a cornerstone franchise player who has now won two NBA finals and two NBA Finals MVPs in Kevin Durant. And they decided to go with Greg Oden. Now, at the time, to be fair, it was a 1A, 1B type situation. Greg Oden dominated the Division I men's basketball, playing most of the season with his left hand because he broke his right hand or wrist? I can't remember. And due to injuries and a lot of other off-the-court issues, he's no longer in the league, and now you've seen Kevin Durant is probably the second best player in the league, according to him. I'm sure he feels he's the best player in the league, and he has just won the last two NBA finals. So Portland had a chance, an opportunity to sign him. They were kind of down in the dumps after Brandon Roy went through all his injuries. And Brandon Roy was an all-star caliber player. I believe he made an all-star team or two. I know he made at least one. Well-respected around the league. Just his body just betrayed him.
Knees, though.
Oh, man. That was tough to watch because Brandon Roy was an exciting player in his day. So Portland has a lot of work to do here. And shopping Dame Lillard is probably the smartest thing they can do because I don't think a Dame Lillard-led team in today's NBA can win a championship. The Warriors have changed the math on all of this, right? Yes,
so
sir.
Just an update. Oden had surgery on his right wrist in 2006.
Okay. So thank you. Thank you for the clarification. So it was his wrist.
Yep.
He was shooting free throws. If you guys will remember, he is a right-hander. He was shooting free throws in the NCAA tournament at a clip of, I believe, around 70-plus percent with his left hand. He was a beast in college. The funny thing is, a lot of people didn't know if his counterpart, Michael Conley, would even go in the first round. And as of a couple years ago, he was the highest paid player in the NBA. Still hasn't made an all-star team because he plays in the wrong conference. If he was in the East, he probably would be an 8 or 9-time all-star by now. But
it just goes to show you nobody knows anything about anything. Especially when it comes to the draft.
This is what I always say. Nobody know nothing. just a quick update from our man Jordan Booth. Teleportation would be his skill he would learn. I don't think that quite qualifies because that's not something we know how to do. So he's playing outside of the rules. But he's participating in the show from afar. So I dig
it. What, he's like taking a pill that like gives him any power he wants?
I guess. That's a different question.
Yeah, different question.
Shouts to our man Jordan Booth. Again, download that Talking About Practice podcast. It's probably the greatest podcast you'll ever listen to ever. Let's move on because we've already spent a good 15 minutes of the show talking about NBA free agency. So that's where we're going to stay. Kawhi's representatives, rumors, rumblings, whatever you want to call it, have now come out and said Kawhi does not want to be a member of the Los Angeles Lakers, which was kind of the general thinking 2 weeks ago, a week ago. Even that he would obviously, now that LeBron's in LA, join up with a superstar and go compete against the Warriors for rings. Now, this brings me to a greater point that I'll get to here in a moment. But I do want to talk about this because this is kind of interesting. I actually, we had some great sound from Kawhi on the podcast and I want to play it now. So let's get into that sound. This is Kawhi talking about wanting to join the Clippers over the Lakers and leaving the Spurs. All right, let me cue that up, and here we go. That was really deep, Kawhi. Thank you.
Brilliant stuff, as always.
Thank you. He actually had a little further to say on the topic. Let me pull that sound up. Here's Kawhi talking about his future in L.A. And, man, that I can't believe he would say that about that was, LeBron.
That was deep, man.
That was deep.
Deep.
Yeah. One of the very few deep things you'll hear from Kawhi.
Anywhere in life. Anywhere you're life. Anywhere you go.
Obviously, we're joking. For those of you who don't know, Kawhi doesn't talk much at all, as you could hear from this next soundbite right here. And that was Kawhi talking about his lack of talking about anything.
Golden right there.
But his representatives have mentioned that he does not want to play alongside LeBron James, which I think was surprising to a lot of people. Nope. But again, to Jordan's point on the podcast, being the face of a franchise is a lot to take in. A lot of players would prefer to be the number two. We saw this with Paul George re-signing down in OKC. We all thought that was a done deal. Go ahead and ink that he's going to the Lakers. Which brings me to another point. The Warriors, in that sense, have ruined free agency because no one's ring chasing because ain't nobody winning any rings anytime soon with the Warriors. But with the Warriors being what they are right now. But going back to this Kawhi thing, are you guys surprised that Kawhi would prefer to play with the Clippers, potentially, according to reports? I believe it was Michael C. Wright out of San Antonio that reported this. Are you guys surprised he'd rather go to the Clippers than the Lakers?
Why the hell would you go to the Clippers when the Lakers want you?
Yeah.
It just is like that. I know who he wants to be the focal point of a team right now, but let's face it, if you want to win a championship, or go far into the playoffs. You can't be the focal point really of a team because you need two guys at least to do it, and then some.
Who do the Clippers even have?
Nobody.
I was going to say.
Their assets are less than like...
Lou Williams.
That's pretty much their assets.
So
a sixth man who's pretty much like a decade in the league already.
Well, if you're wanting to be a star, great place to go, but you're not going to win anything.
I mean, it's just secondary to anything out there.
It really is.
The Clippers, honestly, are probably want to have one of the toughest places to attract anyone, I feel.
Yeah, well, they need to move to San Diego. I've said it on the podcast about 20 times last week. They're always going to be second fiddle in L.A. They need to go back to San Diego.
San Diego's a great place to go.
Go back?
They came.
Were they there?
Yeah.
They actually had a team in San Diego?
They moved, what, in 88, 89?
Were they called the San Diego or the San Diego Clippers?
Really?
Wow.
Weren't they at one point in time in Buffalo?
I mean, I'm only 33. Okay. I'm not 63. All right,
I'm
going to
look this one up.
There
we
go. Yes.
Yes, Statman Brad, instead of asking, why don't you get to typing?
Or they were
Google.com, brother. I'm just giving you our time.
I use Bing, thank you very much.
Do you really?
No, I don't. Okay.
Are
you kidding me? I was about to say, man, you just went down to -5. Okay?
Yeah,
are you
no,
kidding me?
You're
Bing,
back.
Really?
You're back up to -1. That okay. You've earned yourself some points.
Thank you.
I just find this so odd with Kawhi. He has acted like a complete entitled little brat when it comes to getting out. Now, a lot of people can't understand why Kawhi wouldn't want to go to L.A., join up, join forces with LeBron and have the opportunity to potentially go up against the Warriors to win the West and possibly have NBA Finals, win a championship, right? That's the goal of everyone, right? That's what we're doing. Here's what I think. And we talked about this on the pod, so we are recycling a lot from the pod. Again, talking about Practice the Podcast, greatest podcast in the history of podcasts. Go ahead and download that right now, wherever you download your podcast. Playing in LeBron's shadow is a giant shadow. Bigger than anyone in the history of American sports, in my opinion. Now, obviously, Michael Jordan came with a lot, but this was years and years before social media.
It's a completely different age nowadays.
It's completely different. The attention that LeBron draws is unlike any other superstar we've ever seen. He has completely changed the NBA in 2010 when he made the decision. And everything on ESPN, I dare you, in August, of any August since LeBron's been in the league, to watch a SportsCenter or watch any telecast in which ESPN is discussing sports or arguing over sports and the 400 shows they have in which two guys just argue about sports, to not hear LeBron's name. I think Kyrie got tired of that. It is a constant, oh, LeBron tweeted out this. What does that mean? LeBron tweeted an Arthur hand with the hashtag mood. What does that mean?
ESPN really should put a stipulation, or at least LeBron James should work out a stipulation with ESPN. For every single time you say my name, I want a dollar.
Well, he's already going to be the first billionaire athlete. I mean, I think that'd put him at $2 billion.
So. I'm just saying, yeah. So why not add to give the man his money? The amount of times that ESPN makes their 24-hour, 7 days a week service off of him.
I'm surprised they don't actually have like a specific LeBron show.
LeBron
ESPN,
fans.
LeBron show.
It's Brian Windhorst hosting the entire time. Oh, that'd be terrible.
Oh, my God.
LeBron told me the other day that he really likes it here in L.A. He says the sunshine's great. This heat is killing him. But he loves the beach that's really close by. So, yeah.
Shouts to the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts, my absolute favorite radio show in the world right now. Stu Gotts does a weekend update every week, and one of his lines was this week was Brian Windhorst, sunburn. In his future, book it. For those of you who don't know what Brian Windhorst looks like, just go ahead and Google him. Now imagine him in L.A. He grew up in Akron. His mom taught LeBron in high school. They went to high school together. So just go ahead and Google that. Imagine him as a big, bright red lobster. And go ahead and enjoy the giggles.
No one has ridden the coattails further in life than he has.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You know what?
I think that's the best way to put it.
That might be pretty accurate. Hit us up, TBP Not a Game on Twitter, if you have a suggestion for someone who rode someone else's coattails more successfully than Brian Windhorst has ridden LeBron James' coattails. to financial and career success, because you may be pretty hard-pressed to find that.
The guy is a regular on ESPN.
Correct. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and Austria. Shouts to our man A Boogie out in Austria, listening live every week. We appreciate you guys spending an hour of your evening with us. Honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, we know you could be doing a million things. You're just getting off work. It's a Monday. We all got a case of the moon days. So we appreciate that you would lend us your ears this evening. Let's move forward. Oh, before we do that, I should do some underwriting. Speaking of thanking people.
The important stuff, buddy. The important stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Drew, for reminding me, Drew, to read some underwriting. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters. My goodness, I cannot read. I have 2 bachelor degrees, y'all, and I cannot read or spell. Made possible by Andrew Sprague Construction, certified previous concrete for our green future, and serving the North State since 1983, Andrew Sprague Construction specializes in structural concrete for commercial and residential construction, as well as hardscape, including stained or stamped concrete. Contact Andrew Sprague Construction by calling 877-7124. So thank you, Andrew Sprague, but once again, most importantly, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this nonsense that we're doing in the middle of July. We're doing a sports show for free in the middle of July. You know how difficult that is?
It's not that difficult.
It's not that difficult.
It's actually better than last summer, to be honest.
Yeah, it's really not that hard. I mean,
we're doing all right.
We come in and we hang out with friends. We talk about sports and we go drink beers. It's pretty good gig. We got.
I can't complain on especially on a Monday. Are you guys kidding me?
I mean, the only thing that would make it better if I had a beer in my hand right now. But you know,
I mean, rules.
Politics.
You know,
semantics.
They're trying to hold. They're trying to hold us down. The man's trying to hold us down. No, we do want to thank all KZFR supporters. We understand that this is community radio. We try to lend a voice to the community, and terrestrial radio isn't what it once was, but it is still incredibly important. So we appreciate all the support out there, y'all. Statman Brad, do you want to do a Statman Brad North State update?
I would love to. I'd love to.
Let's do it, buddy.
All right. Let's get into it.
He's got facts.
Yes, I do.
He's got stats.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State update. He's got jokes, and they're bad, and his name is Brad.
I hope that gets added in soon. That would be great.
Yes, remind me this week. I will make sure that drop happens for you by next week.
I will send you a text on Wednesday, 2 p.m. on the dot.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody. I got my North State update. We're going to go into the heat because right now that's kind of the only thing that's going on in Chico sports-wise other than your rec leagues.
And you're not talking about the temperature. You know what? -2 for Drew. That was a terrible joke.
The temperature has actually been pretty cool this summer. So, yeah, actually, no.
I'm going to go ahead and put myself in the timeout corner. You guys go ahead and do the show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Anyways, so for the Chico Heat, remaining almost untouchable in the L column, going 5-1 in the past week, with a big win last Tuesday over the Potters in front of over, 3,500 people. Close to it.
In Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Was that
Sorry. In Chico.
Okay.
So it was the July 3rd, okay. The fireworks game.
Right.
Went into Lincoln on the 4th. It was a tough game. They came back from a huge deficit. It was 11-5, I believe, and lost 11-12. So, but yeah, huge win over the Potters, the 3rd. In front of a great crowd for the Independence Day fireworks show. And then Chico over this weekend outscored Klamath Falls 42-9 in the 3-game series, bringing the record to 28-7, pulling them 8 games ahead of the second place Rogues of Medford, and the Potters of Lincoln are 8.5 games back of Chico, and they're in 3rd. It was a blowout.
What suggestion do you have? So when you do North State updates,
yep.
Oftentimes, for 9 months out of the year, Chico State's part of that.
Yep, and PV and Chico.
Right, but Chico State in particular, we have a noise for them.
Whoa.
Can we get...
Oh, what? You had that in your repertoire this entire time, and you're now just busting it out?
I kind of wanted to bring it out at a special moment, but I kind
of... That's a special moment.
This was the moment.
That was not the special moment. I kind of got really excited because everyone was doing it.
You've had that. You've been holding back on us.
A little bit, yeah.
What other talents do you have, Brad, that we're not aware of?
We'll find out. We'll find out.
All right.
Okay. We'll find out.
But the question I was trying to get to is, what is going to be the sound of Heat? Is it like a sizzle? Like,
they're dragons. I mean, like, they have a dragon as their mascot.
Like, what sound does a dragon make?
I cannot make that. I don't know.
That's me blowing fire. Hot fire.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sports Talk Radio in the middle of July. What do you want from us, okay? We're trying.
I mean, I feel like we
showed up.
I feel like we had to do a little sizzle, like...
And the Chico Heat.
There we go. We got the sound. All right.
We're good.
We like workshopping this stuff on air.
Yeah, I mean, not bad. So
the feedback we get is immense.
Not good either.
Actually, I do have a stat of the day.
Yes, all right.
So the Chico Heat, this didn't come from me. This came from actually a tweet from Leonard Kowalski.
Shouts to Leonard Kowalski.
He says that the Heat have a 122 run differential through 35 games.
Wow.
That's 303 runs scored, 181 allowed. That puts them behind the Astros at 188 run differential, the Red Sox 149 differential, and ahead of the Yankees at 116. The Bronx Bombers. The Heat are ahead of the Bronx Bombers.
In two completely different leagues, but
go Heat.
Fair enough. All right.
And also over this weekend, yesterday actually, Coach Fred Ludwig reaches a century mark for wins as the Great West League head coach yesterday. So congratulations, Fred Ludwig and the Chico Heat. So that is my North State update for the Chico Heat.
All right, very good. Compelling as always, Brad. You need to make a phone call.
Oh, I do, yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Derek needs to do news.
I do.
And I need a number.
Oh. You don't have this down yet?
Can you memorize this number by now?
I've written it down on your notepad.
You know what?
Eight times.
Just keeps getting lost.
I'll give it to you. Okay, can we know?
Yes, you can go. Go.
We cannot do this over air because no one cares. No one cares.
I care.
Well, give me my news drop, shall we?
All right. I gotcha.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. I got some news to bless your ears with on this fine Monday evening.
And let me guess, you're going to deliver it in dramatic fashion with a lot of pregnant pauses.
Well, you need to because this is the news and it's late breaking, okay?
All right,
you need to be as breaking as possible.
Fair enough.
So, this news story starts off today with my woman, Anna Mae Blessing, a 92-year-old from Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Shouts.
Now, this lady appeared in court the other day as she faces charges of murder. What say you? Murder? That is right.
Murder.
This woman, Anna Mae Blessing, decided that her son was going to put her in a retirement home. And she did not want to participate in said retirement home whatsoever. So she decided to murder her son. That's right. Yeah.
How?
She opened fire on him with a pistol.
A 92-year-old.
Yeah. She thought that her son, Thomas, had plans to put her in a home.
Oh, my God.
Because she had become difficult to live with. Apparently, the son and his girlfriend had some disputes. They weren't getting along too well. So apparently, last week, she emptied his bedroom and opened fire with the gun that she had hidden in the bathrobe, killing him.
I don't mean to laugh at the idea of murder.
No, it's terrible.
But I do mean to laugh at the idea that, I ain't going to no home.
And she was how old again?
92.
All right, I just want to make sure I heard that
right. So apparently, she decided that as she was being arrested, she announced to the cops that the reason why she did this is, you're ending my life, so I'm taking yours. So... Sounds like a classy mom right there.
You know what? At 92, sounds like the right age to be a serial killer. Because what you got left to do here?
I mean, is she really a serial killer? She got away with one.
No, I know. I'm just saying in general.
Away with one.
She didn't even get away with it.
Well, that we
She's
know
She's in
of.
Jail.
Well, that we know of if you're it. Going to start committing murder, I think then we can all agree. 92 seems about the age.
Yeah, right?
Well,
or you just Dexter it up and do
it
properly.
Yeah, I was about to say, as long as you do Dexter style and get rid of all like the
chop
bad
it up,
guys,
put it in the back bottom of the ocean, you're good to go.
Moving on.
And this next story right now, we go over to our friends over in London. Now, during the London Pride Parade over there, apparently a group of eight women stormed
women.
The parade. Women, I'm sorry, thank you.
Plural.
Eight women, they stormed the parade route as they felt that the LGBT community was harming them as lesbians. Because they decided that trans women sleeping with a lesbian is considered rape to them. Because they're as a lesbian don't want to sleep with a man. But even though this trans woman is a trans woman, they don't think she's... These eight women don't believe so. So many things going on in here. So apparently the LGBT community has some... At least on some sections, they don't think that it's all right on there. Which I thought was a little odd. As they are being arrested, some of these women, they would yell out, A man who says he's a lesbian is a rapist. Which is an odd thing to scream out. I feel like rape...
Not a great chant.
Not a great one, no. Takes a lot of mouthfuls on there. So,
a lot of syllables.
But yeah, the activists out there of the Get the L Out object, May Day for Women. Critical Sisters, and Lesbian Rights Alliance handed out... They're all handing out pamphlets along the parade route. So interesting how they don't always agree with each other.
Interesting. Can we give this group a negative few points there?
Nope. It's 2018. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Move.
That's just the news for you guys. I'm just dropping the news. All right. Last news right now. I'm going to end on a good note. A really good
Thank
note.
You.
Right
Thank God, you. God, for the love of Christ.
No murder here, guys. Other than the murdering of milk and cheese, because that's what you need to start doing, y'all, because apparently we have a cheese surplus in this country. And it needs to be taken care of. That is right. Apparently, due to our lack of milk drinking these days, there's a surplus of cheese out there in this world. Apparently, a 6% jump up to, rather than normal, reportedly about 1.39 billion pound stockpile of cheese is what we've got to encounter. So, for those of you cheese lovers out there, have no fear. It's not going anywhere.
So. Well, I mean, it's going to mold and get rid of its own self.
Well, I mean, cheese needs to age because apparently people like moldy cheese, ergo blue cheese, and apparently the stinkier the cheese, the better it is. That's right here out there. I have not really bought into that yet. I tantalize the surfaces of cheese, basically mozzarella, jack, pepper jack, cheddar, brie.
Horseradish?
Oh, I love horseradish.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not
really, good one.
That's not cheese. Though.
That's not
no,
cheese. It's not?
Horseradish
it's
not? is a root.
What?
Oh, I mean,
there's a Havarti
cheese.
Which has like there's a Havarti horseradish cheese.
Well, okay, well,
but there's it's okay. Just flavoring in there.
Oh, rad.
Well, yeah, horseradish just, is I believe no. comes from a root. I want to say
well, it does, but it's yes. part of a cheese. Anyways,
no, okay. It is not.
Hence the radish part of that.
I said part of a cheese.
It's part of a horse. It's part of a radish. Horseradish.
There's like bacon.
Oh, so it's horse meat now.
It's like
isn't there?
This as obscene as you saying it's cheese. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that Munster was not in your list of top cheeses is thoroughly disappointing. Just when I thought I've known you.
That is very true because I should put Munster.
Munster is fire.
It is fire. It is.
Oh, God. All right.
So yeah, that's my news for y'all. Cheese, eat it out there, guys. We need to. It's going to go bad at some point.
So a story about cheese or a story about cheese, a story about murder, and a story about rape. That's the news for y'all.
Yeah. That's what I like to do, man. Keep it all over the place.
Quality.
Let's get to the better Isamaki of the group. Erin Isamaki is our L.A. correspondent. She covers all the sports we don't necessarily pay attention to. So, Erin, you have an update for us on Wimbledon. I'm sorry you're on the phone this week. It was so much fun having you in studio all last week. But you do.
I had a blast.
It was awesome having you here. You obviously made it back to L.A. safe and sound. So, good on you.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But you do have...
Props to me for riding on an airplane.
You can do it. Did you clap your hands when they landed?
I did, yep.
There we go.
I get it.
Thank God.
I hate people that do that.
Yes, okay, Erin, for a second, I was like, you're one of my favorite people.
We
and
might not have her on the
this
show.
This isn't going to work out.
Yeah. No, yeah, this might not work out if you're one of those people who clap when the airplane lands. But let's get into Wimbledon. What is happening? What's going on? Serena's no longer in it. We know that.
Venus is no longer in it. Serena's still
yeah, let her do the update, Joe. Okay. God, you apparently know nothing. Okay.
Yeah, Erin, exactly. Tell us what's going on. There you go.
So here's the real big thing, guys. I don't know if you know this, but the men's The men's final is supposed to be played on Sunday, 2 hours before the World Cup starts. Now, as we all know, England is still in it. And Wimbledon's been saying, apparently for a few years, they're not changing it. And if England is in it, I don't know what the attendance to the Wimbledon men's final is going to be, but it's quite an uproar.
You say it's 2 hours before?
It starts 2 hours before. And men's tennis matches are kind of like baseball games. They can be anywhere from 2.5 hours to 5 hours.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
The odds are a match will probably be...
About 3 hours, probably.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so they have a hurdle to overcome.
To the final.
That would be interesting. So, that would be a fun conundrum for them to face. I'd actually like to see that happen.
I would love to see them play
in an empty stadium.
That would be hilarious.
It would be pretty great. So.
Or like they pause it when it stops and just like, all right, you have a 45-minute break, guys. We're going to watch this for a
Yeah, it would be like going to a Miami Marlins game.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, I mean, for the men, all the greats are still there. Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer. There's even an American still in the running. So
who do we got?
All the big names are still there. His name is John Isner.
Oh, Isner.
Yeah,
guy who plays forever.
Yeah, that guy plays like 12-hour matches. Didn't he play a match that lasted 2 days?
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing that happened. The little tennis knowledge I have.
It's bare minimum.
It was 11 hours.
It could definitely be better
minutes.
Than mine, but it's not in this Wimbledon.
Okay. 11 hours and 5 minutes? You could drive from Chico to San Diego quicker than that.
It was over 3 days, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they had like a full day off.
Oh, no, yeah. It was like, there was breaks in it, but it was a long
That'd be awesome if there were no breaks.
straight 11 hours.
So what's going on the women's side of things, Aaron?
So the women's side is where it's really got shaken up. There is no one ranked in the top 10 that has made it to the quarterfinals.
Hey, upset city.
Number one ranked was
Simona Halep. She's out. Petra Kvitova, I can't say it. She was ranked number 8. She's out. Venus Williams went out round 3. Caroline Wozniak is out. It's really been shaken up. And Serena is still in it. So I think it was good on Wimbledon to actually move up her rank, because technically in the world she's ranked like 183, but Wimbledon gave her a ranking of 25. And I think clearly what has happened shows that she should be at 25, if not higher.
I mean, it's good because it keeps her in the tournament, because that makes it more of a draw now. I mean, she's a name that everyone wants to watch.
Exactly. Well, at least for Americans.
Are there other countries?
Yeah, I was going to say, does anybody else really care?
Touché.
All right, so my information was terrible, and that's why we call our L.A. correspondent each and every week to update you guys on what's going on in the wide world of sports beyond NBA free agency and who got snubbed for MLB All-Star Games. Aaron, as always, thank you for being a part of the show. You saved it once again.
No problem. Hey, vote Max Muncy, because he can still get in.
Sounds good.
There you go. Got some LA talk in there. Yeah.
Right. Brandon Belt.
I got
he's
it.
He's already in, man.
We will talk to you next week, Aaron. Thanks, as always, homie. We will chat with you next week. Have a good one.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Later. All right. That was our LA correspondent, Aaron Isimaki, the better of the two Isimakis that appear on the show. We appreciate her time with us, always saving the show. Bringing a nice flair, bringing a woman's touch that the show desperately needs, and making us smarter and just a better show in general. So thanks to Aaron. It was a lot of fun last week having her in studio. She's a natural.
She was, yeah. She did it very nice.
She's great. So thanks to her. Derek, you want to talk some soccer?
Yes.
All right. It is that time of the year. It is World Cup. It is that time of the four year. Yeah, we'll just do this.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out of Barnside.
It's just a noob.
Derek Isimaki's foot in mouth.
I want to apologize. My transitions today Rough.
Tough day for everyone all around.
I'm having a case of the Mondays. Let's talk some soccer, though, Derek. Let's go.
Let us do it right now. Because yes. The Final Four in the World Cup is finally being set. We got Belgium. We got France coming up tomorrow afternoon at 11 a.m. Get up. Get out. Watch that. Next after that, England-Croatia, the other semifinal. Truly spectacular fashion for all four teams getting there. In the quarterfinal stages, we saw, honestly, some amazing games. Games that just complete nail-biters. Started with Brazil and France. Brazil and Uruguay to get you going. Uruguay had, unfortunately, lacking Cavani. Tough day for them as Griezmann and France finally look like they're coming together, really looking like the favorites to actually take the cup at this point in time. Then you get Belgium. They came in and placed Brazil, a team that finally might be looking to redeem themselves from last World Cup's endeavor in which they got thrashed 7-1 in the semifinals and looking to actually take home the cup this year. And unfortunately, no, they melt the up-and-coming youth that is the Belgian squad. And Kevin De Bruyne, Lukaku! Nasir Chadli, so many people out there. And
Lukaku looks like a middle linebacker, by the way.
Especially compared to everyone else out there.
God, he's a beast.
And not to mention how fast he is compared to everyone.
It's unreal.
He is an unfair advantage to have as your centerpiece in your attacking strategy.
It's like it's as if Patrick Willis knew how to play soccer.
That'd be crazy, you know? If only here in America we actually cared about soccer. We might have some pretty incredible athletes out there.
Right.
On our side.
LeBron James playing soccer.
I'm just saying, put him in as a center forward right now. Oh, my goodness. A 6'8 dude that moves the way he does, just bodies everyone out. He's bigger than Lukaku. He'd make Lukaku look like...
He would dwarf about everyone in soccer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Plus, put him in there for a corner. Oh, my gosh. Well. Almost every goal.
Boom. Every time. And then you had our boys over in Russia finally put up a valiant fight against Croatia.
Yep.
But died valiantly in the PK settings.
So we're no longer rooting for Putin.
Not rooting for Putin, no more.
All right.
I mean, I never really was, but, a lot of some bad things over in Russia. We don't like our... But, you know, I was always, not gonna lie, I was worried about it for a little bit because Russia's got some tampering qualities behind them. And I don't know what they're going to do.
Are you talking election? Or
I'm just saying tampering qualities, man. We don't have to go anywhere to that.
All right, fair. Yeah. We don't talk politics.
I mean, that shootout looked pretty tampered the way the Russian shooters.
They looked terrible out there.
They were horrible. They were terrible. A chip shot in the beginning and then a horrible wide left shot.
I mean, they should have been able to. Honestly, I thought they were going to take it after they let one. Perisic had a goal they should have gotten that should not have sent the game into extra time. But then Subasic got himself hurt, pulling his hamstring, what it sounds like. And the fact that they couldn't take advantage of that, especially
shocking.
In PKs, was incredible. So shouts to Croatia doing what they had to do to get themselves in the Final Four. This is looking like one of the best runs they've ever had. And then finally, the other team, England. Englanders. God, I hate this. It's coming
I am so over them.
But they are living life right now. If you're an English fan, England is the best they've been in years. For them to say it's coming home, I always thought it's a little weird. Technically speaking, I want to say the first origins of the game that is now soccer is technically came from China, even though England likes to say they invented it. But that's tomato potato right there. So England thinks that they own the cup, even though it hasn't been there since 58, I want to believe. So it found new homes many other times. In England, you're not that home anymore. But hey, this is your best route. This is your best chance. You have a team out there that's looking fantastic. Harry Kane, you've got... Dele Alli, Lindegaard, Trippier. So many people out there that are performing up to levels that is really making English football look spectacular. I was looking at down at a breakdown of the remaining players left in the World Cup, and the Premier League is dwarfing everyone else. I think they have 40 players left in the Cup, while the next team is, I want to say, La Liga is probably around, I want to say it was 11, something like that.
Oh, so, wow.
Premier League is
EPL
definitely
represent.
Is really showcasing. I mean, if you look, pretty much the entire England squad is from England, so that's one reason. Not to mention Belgium, too. A ton of their people play in England as well.
The last time England won the World Cup was in 1966.
There we go. 66, so.
Close.
No, I was a little off. I give them their due diligence.
Eight years off. No big deal.
Another fun days in this type of history moment for soccer fans. This is the day that Zinedine Zidane infamously headbutted his Italian counterpart and got himself sent off foolishly. Unfortunate for him as France was looking for the second World Cup in three tries. But that's neither here nor there. Good little date in this history to remember. That moment in Zinedine Zidane will infamously go down.
That was awesome.
Now we're going into some transfer news. The big one of the day. I probably should have let off with this, but I can't because he might be the biggest star in the world, but the World Cup even trumps you, Ronaldo. That is right, Ronaldo. On the move. Not official yet, but he has agreed to terms with Juventus. At this point in time, Juve and Real Madrid are still talking amongst each other what they're going to agree to the price. Probably looking around the 100 million euro marks is what we're looking at for the price of Ronaldo. But it does look like Ronaldo has a foot into Juve. He at least is for sure probably leaving Real Madrid. He
a
has
foot or a boot?
A boot. A boot. A boot in there.
-3 for Giroux today.
Was that you who didn't know it was called the boot?
That's correct. Okay. Right, I thought you guys were talking about soccer players playing in actual work boots.
Yes. Not quite. But yes, Ronaldo is, he has a, he's leaving Real Madrid. He has told that the Real Madrid management that he no longer wants to play there. He wants a new chapter in his life. So before he comes to the MLS, so it does look like he will make a stop and Juventus play a little Serie A, Italian football, and see what he can do there. Juve has been desperate for a Champions League, just as PSG has, to get that hardware that has been ever so elusive to them. They have gotten very close to it multiple times, so hopefully this might be the move for them. They're going to have to get some new players out there, but yeah.
Do we have like a years that he might stay there? Or?
Currently has agreed to a 4-year contract with them, but that's neither here nor there. It can change on a dime.
Gigi Buffon is over. He's going to PSG, correct?
Gigi Buffon, that was my other piece of news. He has officially signed with PSG. Right. He has made his a debut in France now. The former Juve star and Italian superstar left Juve and went to Ligue 1, which is a nice little, it's not the same quality, but he's still going to have the same lights on him, especially with PSG and the nature that they're in. World Cup, y'all, tomorrow, 11 a.m., Belgium, France.
Big one.
Big one. I'll be watching.
You predicted that both those teams were going to win the World Cup at one point.
Yes. France is my team at the get-go. Belgium was my team I picked on later. And look at them now. I'm brilliant. That's all I can say. And then you got England, Croatia the day after that on Wednesday again, 11 a.m. So,
a fun match.
We're going to have some great matches up ahead. Finals coming up to Saturday and Sunday. Can't wait, y'all. That's foot and mouth.
Yeah. All right.
I like it.
Awesome. Let's talk a little baseball real quick. We only have about 2.5 minutes left in the show, so let's make this quick. MLB All-Stars were announced. Posey and Crawford represent San Francisco, your San Francisco Giants. Kemp and Kenley for the Dodgers. Do we even care is the question you posed.
Oh, about them too, I do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, Posey's now out for injury.
Correct.
For the All-Stars, just want to make sure.
But he did make the All-Star
team. He did make it, but he's not going to be going.
Correct.
He's not?
He will
no,
not be
he's
there.
He's going to be out for injury.
Yes.
Right hip injury.
My shouts to my boss. He brought up earlier that one of the big snubs of the All-Star game was Jed Lowry from the Oakland Athletics, Oakland A's, represent the town business. Jed Lowry is currently batting .290 with 62 ribbies this season already and did not get voted into the All-Star game.
Did any Athletics make the team?
Well, there's going to be a pitcher, but the one shock is Bryce Harper made it. He's batting .218. Yeah, this is why
it's
fans
in Washington,
shouldn't vote.
Though.
Yeah. Well, but still, the fans shouldn't be voting. It's like Barry Bonds at least had a good stat line. He wasn't as great as he was when it came to San Francisco. But, I mean,
that's pretty bad. Yeah, Bryce Harper's having
you can find somebody else
season.
In the Washington National organization to be your.
But Barry Bonds never had as poor of a season as Bryce Harper's having.
Of course,
right now.
That's what I'm saying. It's like at least Barry Bonds, when he was brought in, he was at the end of his career, but at least he had a stat line. Bryce Harper doesn't. Somebody got snubbed in the outfield.
Correct.
But, hey, Kemp and got to give a shout to Nick Marcakis making his first All-Star appearance. A guy that's been around
Good
the
call.
Block for a while.
Good call. I wanted to mention that, and I totally forgot about it, so thank you.
Yeah.
Give us a quick 30-second update on Formula One, please, sir.
No, I do. I got a quick one for y'all. British Grand Prix was yesterday. Sebastian Vettel, in surprising fashion, overtakes the Mercedes teams and becomes the leader in the points getting by taking the British Grand Prix.
Who was in first place?
Lewis Hamilton.
Correct.
Was taken over, and he finished second in the British Grand Prix. It was actually a great race for Lewis Hamilton, as on the first race, pretty much within the first couple turns, got himself spun around and was in pretty much the back of the pack, dead last, and fought his way through the entire field. Got lucked out with a couple safety cars that came out, but otherwise had a brilliant race. But Sebastian Vettel did what he had to take the podium, take the top of the podium. So shouts to him and Kimi Räikkönen finishing out the podium for you there.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are listener-supported community radio, Sacramento Valley, Foothills, and Austria. Once again, shouts to our man in Austria.
We love the Austria.
Once again, of course, we appreciate you guys from the bottom of our heart spending an hour of us as we kind of BS'd our way through this show, had a good time. I don't want to say BS because there was a decent amount of prep work that went into this show, but I mean, there's just not that much going on. But thank you for spending an hour on your summer evening with us. It's hot out there, y'all. Stay cool. It's been real. Thank you.
Yo.
We'll be back next week. Make sure you download that Talking Bout.